So probably, first of all, we will start with the EC guidance workshop. What were the main things that you discussed in that session?
Well, first of all, I think that Rachel Lankry and Hanna Dutka did an excellent job of describing very technical issues. And this is really one of the bottlenecks for financial instruments out there, because the key is to describe difficult issues, seemingly difficult, in a way that people understand, because it's something I think is out there that this is so difficult and complicated, et cetera, et cetera. So this is, I think they did very well. They also underlined that this is a living matter, that there are living documents, they will be developed over time. I think that's very important. And they will be developed, as I said, in cooperation with the users. So questions are very much needed from the user community as well. And saying that, they also underline that you all should stay attuned with the Phi Compass homepage, because the resources will be there, they will be available, and there is also more guidance documents coming. I will not go into detail of their presentations, but I think they did an excellent job of giving a good overview of what's out there.
Thank you very much, because I think it was basically me who was not in that workshop, because all of you had the opportunity to be in both. And also some other, of course, speakers that were with me all the time. We also had very good two sessions on the Phi Compass deliverables. Very good speakers, very good input we had from all of them, and also many good questions from all of you. As you know, we covered three main things: the action plan, the ex-ante assessment, and the advice on financial products. And there were many messages that I think will stay with all of us. For example, the element of the change of culture was also raised in one of the sessions about this aspect or this circumstance of managing authorities that are confronted to financial intermediaries or to banks, and they are not used to. So we need to change that culture, and that was one of the important things that was mentioned. Also, we covered many interesting aspects about the ex-ante assessment, and the majority of the speakers and the questions that we got agreed that the ex-ante assessment is not only a mandatory requirement by the regulation, it's also an opportunity for all the managing authorities and all the stakeholders to consult the stakeholders in this case, also to convince politicians, to build consensus, to include lessons learned from the past, et cetera, et cetera. It was also mentioned that the ex-ante assessment, again, should not be seen as a static analysis of the situation, but also as something that should evolve over time, also taking into account the different or the evolving circumstances that the programs are living in. We also discuss about all the legal aspects that need to be taken into account while carrying out an ex-ante assessment, and the importance of state aid, for example, and some other aspects. Then finally, we covered the different financial instruments that would be available currently, and the opportunities that the managing authorities have to choose from one or the other, and we also pointed out that in the past it was mostly loans and guarantees, the financial instruments that were most used, but there are some others that are available. And again, I think there were very good discussions among the panelists, and I thank you all of you again for this good discussion. Then to conclude our seminar today, I would like to give the floor to Mr. Stefan Appel, Head of Unit of Financial Instruments, give some conclusions to the audience. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I think for me, this seminar is, so to say, an expression of the honest interest and commitment of the Commission to support managing authorities to deal with financial instruments. We are aware, as you just nicely summarized, that not everything is maybe as with grants, and there are some novelties to cope with. And of course, whenever you change in any aspect of life, a change always means you have to get accustomed to new issues. But we really try to support managing authorities to understand better the rationale and also how to implement it. And I think the whole idea of eCompass, which we developed with the EIB, is let's say, the expression of this serious interest to do so. And the seminar, I think, was already a first step broken down from the initiating conference to make it more hands-on, to allow for more exchange. And the national seminars after the summer break will be another step to go into the field and to allow everybody to have access to that and to make people aware what kind of information there is and also to be, let's say, accessible for question and answers. So that's why I'm very grateful for everybody who came, and I hope you found it useful, and I hope we will continue on this effort.
Thank you, Björn. Gabriel from the European Investment Bank, would you like to address some final words?
Absolutely. For me, maybe two or three observations. I mean, first one, clearly, personally, for me, to see that there was so much consensus this morning around the type of products and the kind of manuals and advice that is in the pipeline and that was presented today, that's very helpful for us. That's very good feedback for us, because I think it has shown that we are providing timely advice to currently pertinent questions. That is a very good confirmation, or as Alessandro put it this morning, it seems we're putting the finger where it's hot. And I think that's exactly what we want to do and what we have to do if we want to be helpful in furthering financial instruments. Second point on upcoming advice and staying tuned. I mean, in order for us to put the finger where it's hot, we obviously need indication for you from you where the fire is. So please stay tuned, stay in touch with the website, stay in touch with us. Let us know if you come across any issues that you think are of relevance, not only to you, but many other managing authorities as well, that they may encounter when furthering financial instruments, so we can pick them up and we can include them in our work program as well. Likewise, if you think you have developed tools or approaches that you think others should learn about or should know about, contact us and we can see maybe how on the resources, in the resources section of the website, we can include these parts. With that being said, I hope it was a useful exercise. I'd like to thank those who are usually not thanked so often because they thank others. First of all, it's the speakers. Great that Ken, Marco, Kenroy, Jabba could make it today and share their experiences from member states. It's not self-evident at sort of this stage of the programming period. I can tell you when we ask around who wants to come, etc., there was some hesitation around. So very brave, well done. Thanks for that. I'd obviously like to thank Amparo and Ulf for the moderation. The whole team behind, whether it's the technicians or the hostesses out there, the technical experts, Rona, Alessandro, thanks for your inputs and for the hard work in the background continuously. I'd like to thank our team and obviously also the Regio colleagues. Together, I guess we can make this initiative a worthwhile one. Hope it was helpful and we'll see each other again. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And tomorrow you will get a feedback form in your mailbox that you can answer, and you would like to answer to give us feedback on how you found this event that we organized today. Your feedback is very useful for us to improve. Thank you very much.